Hello, guys. Welcome to the Young Minds Podcast. Frank, you were staring at me so weird right now.
I was squeezing out a fart.
Were you, actually?
Yeah, we're getting...
All right. We're getting ballsy on this show. Anyway, welcome to episode 49?
Wow.
Or is it 50?
49.
49. 49. Damn, we're really close to 50.
Wow, we got something special.
Yeah. You know, we started in July, so we're almost at a...
We did, but like...
I know, you don't consider it starting it because...
It bothers me because, yeah, because it's just not the same podcast.
I know, but that's our start. Yeah. You know, that's when we've got these tables, these mics. Anyways, on this episode, I start off by giving you one of my cool little blends I did with our NeuroRoast sponsorship. Really good. Really good start to my morning. And then we talked about caffeine, right?
Talk about caffeine.
A little caffeine. We shit on Starbucks a little bit.
Yeah. And how to, exactly. And then also how to view your calories.
Yes.
How to decipher which calories are good, which calories are bad.
Well, we kind of shit on... this is the first time we talk shit about someone on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we name dropped.
Yeah, because they're everything. A piece of shit.
So whoa.
You'll hear it. You'll understand. Yeah. But I'll take it. Don't worry.
Yeah, take it.
Then we talked about, are microwaves safe for cooking or reheating?
Or putting your hamsters in.
Or putting your hamsters in, just in case you want a nice crust on your hamster. daily glass of wine. How do we feel about that? A daily drink.
Is it beneficial?
Any drink?
Or are you a dumb alcoholic?
How do you get adequate protein? Is it possible to get adequate protein through a vegan diet? Is it natural? Also, we talk about my giant centipede dream, which reflects
we'll leave
future
it at that.
Plans.
Let the mind wander.
Let's talk about that.
Your
that
giant centipede.
My giant centipede. Anyway, and then
ran through my head as soon as you said that.
And we also talk about our new sponsor, who is
numero two.
Fucking number one for me, at least. Feeling fucking nice. I love it. I love what's happening with this. Like, it's just, I love you guys.
I was going to say, it wouldn't happen without anyone watching our audience.
It's crazy.
Everyone reaching out.
Yeah, like we did start in July, and now it's at this point. Like,
yeah.
Blows my fucking mind, bro.
Whoa.
Really does. I want to. I know this is the intro, but fuck the intro right now. Remember Fakuk, FCUK, French Connection, UK?
Not at all.
The shirt brand?
I have no clue. No.
Dude, whoever's listening, you know if you were like you were kind of a little badass kid, you wore FCUK shirt. They sold it in the mall.
A hoodie?
No, it was a brand. It was Fakuk, FCUK. I was like, you guys are
Well, look them up on Instagram. Maybe they're pretty
cool. Yeah, I'll show you after. But anyway, so without further ado, we're going to let you guys listen to the podcast. We are super excited to bring you this one here. We teach a lot, and we talk a lot about shit that's super relevant and important. And you can stop making those faces now.
I will
enjoy the podcast,
here we go.
Guys. Thank you.
Let's get into it.
So you graduated from school but still have no idea what the fuck is going on? Good, because that was the point. Now you're just another mindless pawn in the system. But luckily, you stumbled upon the Young Minds podcast, where we tackle the most up-to-date and relevant topics with unfiltered discussion aimed at optimizing this video game that we call life.
All right, sexies, it's now time to dim the lights, sit back, relax, and open up that mind. And before we begin this journey, we kindly ask you to keep your hands and feet in the craft at all times. And while you're at it, leave us a beautiful review on iTunes or Facebook. Thank you. You good? You feeling all right?
I'm feeling great.
Okay, good.
I just noticed that my glass was empty. But
what
that's
was in
okay.
It? What'd you have in there?
I'm a glass almost full guy.
Well, it's empty, so I don't
but
know.
But it's empty, but it's almost full. It has potential. That's it.
What was in that?
There was that bang shit in there.
Bang
now
shit.
It's
oh, the energy
zero,
drink.
Nothing
bang.
In it. Now there's absolutely
You're so funny with caffeine. I make fun of you all the time.
Yeah, but then it's like I drink it.
Frank will buy a bang and drink one third of it, and that's it. That's his...
That's 100 milligrams of caffeine.
There's 300?
Yeah, per
A
thing.
Bang is 300?
Yeah. And has 5 grams of creatine in it, which is... I wish I could have 15 grams of creatine
I feel like
in
I drink those
thing,
things and I'm just fine.
Well... Sucks, because I love that I'm, like, off to the races. But, dude, caffeine... Speaking of caffeine, actually...
Shoot.
Not even just caffeine on its own, but Jen and I were in bed the other night. We were just talking about... We were on my couch, Justin, talking, and we were talking about pre-workout and, like, how you want to wean off of it and, like, just... And how she's going to probably need it for school. When
Does
she's
she
going
take
to school
it like
hardcore.
I do?
I mean, just if she works out, she takes pre-workout. That's kind of the thing. Nothing crazy, no abuse.
Yeah, like, but like so, half a scoop, so 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
Yeah, so however many, yeah. So 5 days a week.
Does she have an intense 200. Pre where it's like 300?
She doesn't screen them. She'll take whatever. Like she'll take whatever pre-workout is available.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, oh, this one, I don't know, this one says cracked out. Oh, we'll take it. Like it's...
I mean, literally has taken that.
That's why I said it. But so we're sitting there, and I go, nothing beats the old Jack 3D formula. And then we're sitting there, and I go, that shit's probably on eBay for like $100. And like we're sitting there, and we go, let's go check it out. So check it out, and it's literally on eBay for $100 for the old Jack 3D. So Jack 3D, just to give people a preface, Jack 3D is, it's spelled Jack, like the name Jack, J-A-C-K, 3D, so jacked. And it used to have this ingredient called 1,3-DMM, which is this long chemical term.
Oh, is this the dimethyl?
Dimethylalamine.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, so that's as close as we're going to get to it. I'm not even going to fucking look at it. But what it is it basically mocks amphetamines, and it binds to the same receptors that Adderall would, right? So,
yeah.
And it's just a foreign chemical we really don't even know much about. And someone like myself, I'm very weary of those things now. Back in the day, I was taking it like it was nothing.
We
and
were
on
all
top
taking
of
it,
that,
man.
They used to have this thing called Oxy Elite Pro. Same USP Labs is the name of the brand. They also made Oxy Elite Pro, which was like a thermogenic fat burner, basically Adderall, because it's that chemical again. They just reused the chemical, but then also put yohimbine in there and a little bit of caffeine, which is ridiculous.
Every time I take yohimbine, I feel like I know what cocaine is like.
It's warm. You get warm. You get very, very warm. It's a thermogenic. And now you add the 1,3-DMM in there and then the caffeine, and now you're just off to the races. Nor do I you burn facts. You don't feel any bit of hunger. It's completely suppressed. You're just complete focus.
Well, your heart rate spikes, your metabolism. Yeah. Your metabolism spikes.
Yeah, but then like no hunger necessary, right?
No.
And then so we're sitting there and we're looking, I'm like, holy shit. And
you
she's
order?
Like, Frank, she's like, we should get it. And I was like,
tell me you ordered it.
So we're sitting there and
dude, I'm so excited.
Back and forth, and I go, fuck it.
Yes!
Press buy it now.
Yes!
We just bought it.
It's coming?
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we bought
it. It's illegal, right?
It's illegal to sell. Like, you can't sell it in a
as
GNC.
As you buy it?
In a GNC. It's legal to have.
But they shut down production of it.
They shut down production of it. Yeah. And then now they have a new formula, which is just your regular pre-workout.
Mm-hmm.
But we're like, I just want to, because I've taken it before. It's not like I haven't taken it. So it hasn't done any damage. I feel
so
fine. So we're going to just do it as like a fun thing. Just like, oh, fuck it. You know, like blast from the past.
Because that's what we do for fun.
She never tried it before.
Okay.
And I was like,
so I took it once,
understand.
Right? And this was about the time I started working out. Because that's when it came out. Yeah. That's when it was like the hot thing.
I think that's right? The reason I got so into working out. And I was actually addicted to pre-workouts.
Oh, because it made you feel so good. You didn't even have to work out.
I was excited
like, yes.
For the gym, yeah.
So I remember specifically when I started taking pre, I got that. I don't think I bought it. I think someone I was with had it. But anyway, I was, 17?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
17, that's you when were. It came out, right? And I took it, and I will never forget. I'm sitting on the bench right across from the dumbbells. Bent over. Knees on my arms
usual.
On my knees, sitting there shaking, and just closing my eyes and thinking, "All right, breathe, breathe, yeah. Dude." I couldn't handle it.
Really?
I couldn't focus. I was like hyperventilating, and
no
just
shit.
It was too much. I actually left the gym and didn't work out. I went home. I couldn't do it.
Oh, what?
I could not work out because it hit me way too hard.
Did you ever take pre before that?
Yeah, a couple times.
Because the pre's back then were different.
They were strong and like,
they were just reckless.
Yeah.
And then they had Ephedrine.
No, I had to leave the gym and I couldn't do it. And
no shit. Have you ever taken it since?
Jack 3D, no.
Yeah. No? Okay.
But I'm, you know, now I'm very excited to see
it.
Yeah.
So,
big full
definitely
scoop.
Give you, yeah. Yeah.
When's ETA on that?
I don't know. It shipped 2 days ago. So, It's been 2 days since
Ooh.
I bought it. It shipped yesterday.
We'll have to go work out together if we're going
to
do that.
We'll go to Outlift and we'll get rowdy. Yeah. So, this is like, I don't take pre workout now. I want to do it so bad. I want to get back
to
it.
Do you know the milligrams? Of caffeine in a serving?
I don't know shit about it, honestly. I don't even remember, honestly. It doesn't even matter. If it has that 1,3-DMA, it doesn't matter what else is in there. It really doesn't.
Damn.
But it had arginine, L-arginine, so I know for pump agent. It had beta-alanine.
So at least I know it has two things that are going to help me with performance, but then just the 1-3 is a ridiculous product.
Let's do it.
So super excited about that.
And talking about caffeine, this morning with our sponsor, NeuroRoast, I've been making them a coffee every morning. And now what's so cool is I hate coffee.
Making them coffee?
No, making me.
Oh,
Did I say them?
Yeah, yeah.
I said making them coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, making coffee with them.
Yeah, with them, just hanging out in NeuroRoast in my house.
Yeah, they were chilling.
In your house.
I mean, they're not far.
Gotcha, okay.
So anyways, I've been making it every morning. Mm-hmm. And I hate coffee. I've always hated coffee, the taste. I can't stand it. I can't drink it. For some reason, the NeuroRoast is delicious. It's because of the taste of the cordyceps. They give like a hot cocoa taste and then the cinnamon, right? So this morning I was making it and I wanted to try and spice it up a little bit, even more. And so I did the way that you taught me how to do it, right? You put it in the Nutribullet or Ninja, whatever you got, right?
Yeah.
And you froth it up with that, with butter and stevia. So what I added...
MCT.
I don't have MCT. Oh,
okay.
So I don't know. Yeah. Good. So what I added was almond milk.
Okay.
Nutmeg. You know nutmeg, right?
No, yeah. No, okay. Like it's just...
Okay. Really, it's really strong. So you put a little bit. And then
a good
vanilla extract. But like a fucking drop of vanilla extract. Dude, it was like Christmas morning hot cocoa coffee mushroom thing. Like it was really
that's
good.
That's a good idea. Dude,
it was
the nutmeg
really good.
And the vanilla. That's a that's a nice little
And I find now that when I drink this in the morning, I'm actually not taking my pre-workout when I go to the gym. Because I'm on fire when I take this. Because I wake up, you know, Monday through Thursday, I train two people at 6:30 a.m. So when I wake up at 6:30, I'm not eating, right? So I drink this coffee, and, you know, not only the caffeine, but just the adaptogens, they put me in such a great mood. So even after that hour of training, I'm done at 7:30, and then I work out myself, I'm still in a great mood. So I don't even take the pre anymore, which saves me, you know, taking all that caffeine.
Yeah,
and I just work out, and I'm incredible. So almost NeuroRoast has become my pre workout in a sense.
Yeah, and then we were talking with them, and they were saying that they might be coming out with a pre workout.
Yes,
and that I can only imagine what the hell that's going to be.
It's
going
to be
that's
incredible.
That's going to be insane, and I'll be 100% on that. If
it's
if the source of stim is their coffee and the cordyceps, I'm in. I'm sold. And if it has any bit of lion's mane or any of those neuroregenerative
which of course it's
going to
have.
Jump.
That's what they're about.
That. Yeah, dude, I can't wait. They're an awesome company.
Dude, yesterday I took it on an empty stomach and Caitlin came over. And like I said, we were redoing the kitchen. Like I was helping my mom redo the kitchen and everything. So we were all kind of hanging out and I was so hyper. I was doing...
You get hyper from it?
So hyper.
Really?
I don't know what it
I
was.
I get like a very steady
bro,
focus.
My mom and Caitlin were getting so pissed at me because I was doing the thing where I'm like, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. And I was like running around and fucking going crazy, dude. But
oh,
I think I made it really strong. I put a lot in the coffee machine.
Oh, so you have... Okay. So you don't have the Keurig.
I don't have the Keurig. I have a coffee machine.
I'm very...
So I put a lot.
Got it. I'm limited to the size of my Keurig cup thing. I have like a little mesh.
Yeah. No, I know.
And...
But I was running around, and then it was so funny because they were just getting so pissed, but they were hysterical laughing, and I was cracking up, and I'm just, like, throwing shit, and Caitlin's trying to hit me, but, you know, I'm dodging everything, and then my mom gets up, and she tries to wrestle me, but I just literally grab her wrists and just control her everywhere. Yeah. You know how easy it is to control someone who doesn't work out?
Especially, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, I was dying. I put both her wrists in one hand and was holding her and pushing her to the side, and she was trying, and then Caitlin got up and tried, and it was just so funny. And it was all because of the NeuroRoast. I was just, like, in this hyper-focus, laughing mood. And obviously because I had my mom there and Caitlin, and we were all together. That's always a fun time, but...
Yeah, setting, I mean,
yeah,
totally helps.
But the NeuroRoast, like, they were like, no more drinking that shit. And I'm like, I'm drinking it.
I'm drinking more.
Give me another cup.
Double or nothing.
It was pretty funny. NeuroRoast.
Definitely, yeah.
You guys can actually get some on NeuroRoast.com and use a code YOUNGMINDS.
I love it now that we get discounts.
I know, right?
Ooh, I can't wait
to
buy it.
I have 5 pounds
like
of it in my house. And I hung out with, like, an old high school friend of mine yesterday, and I gave him a whole bag. I was like, bro, just take it.
Yeah.
Like, I have so much.
Oh, I love them, man. They're so generous, too.
Yeah.
And it's not even expensive. That's the best part. You know, it's like, what are you spending on coffee every day? The only problem is that people have to make it, right? That's your problem?
Big
fucking deal. I have to do something. Oh, no. But, like, you're going to get a really good product, and you're going to be able to have that creativity. And I honestly feel like it will teach people how to prepare. I feel like if you have to make your own coffee with like butter and MCT, it'll teach you steps to creating something and you feel good, you feel that payoff, and I feel like everybody needs to get into that ritual.
That's actually very true.
Like just saying, oh, the ease of Starbucks, the ease of fast food, the ease mm-hmm. of this. Like just do one thing where you prepare it, where you are in full control, and then just see how that translates into other things. Maybe you'll be a little bit more comfortable with, oh, I have raw meat and raw materials. Let me cook the meat and let me cook the materials. Yep. And then maybe I'm making my own thing. And then you have pride in what you're doing.
It sounds so simple, but that's actually a pretty big problem I see with some of my clients mm-hmm. that they just don't know how to prepare. And to me, it's like, dude, the meat goes on the pan. The veggies go in the other pan. Mm-hmm. You put the heat on and that's it. You know,
but use a fat,
the whole process of all these steps, you know, when you make the coffee, the whole this much butter in here, blend it, put this stevia, put this here. Shake yep. it up, froth it, and everything. It's a process.
Exactly.
And it never actually clicked to me that, until you just explained it now, that a lot of people just don't get that.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I have to do things. Oh, I have to apply my mind to work. I am a hard worker. It's like, well, if you are, motherfucker,
that makes sense because,
like
you just said, you just go to Starbucks and buy coffee. It's made. You go to Chipotle and your burrito's made.
You trust. That's it. I'm trusting this. I'm paying with my dollar. I trust the process. No. How about you are part of the process? How about you have some pride in what you're doing? This way you then feel more payoff when you're done with it.
It's actually... This is Starbucks right across from my house. And every time I pass it, they have a drive-thru. It is filled with cars. And Caitlin, the other day, mentioned something about it. She's like, oh my God, I didn't even realize it's a drive-thru. I was like, it is full at all times. Like, people are getting these coffees at all times.
Yeah, like 7 p.m. They're like,
which is not bad, but it depends on what you get because it could be really bad at Starbucks. Do you understand that some of their drinks...
Or just the milligrams of
caffeine. Bro. You can have like 700 milligrams of caffeine Unreal. With 50 grams of sugar.
And what's crazy is you have like little girls go in there, like 16-year-old girls. Like think about the body type
of a 16-year-old 16, it's acceptable to bring your 10-year-old in and get them a coffee.
I know. My sister brings my freaking nieces in there. Like, oh, cake pops. I'm like, oh my God, I hate you.
It's so that amount of sugar and caffeine is literally acceptable now. It's like trendy, to go to Starbucks and have all that stuff.
Yeah, it's the culture, man. It's unreal. And it's a drug, man. That is probably the hardest drug to kick.
Sugar? 100%.
Caffeine and sugar. Oh, yeah, of course.
Sugar is very addictive.
That's unreal. And a lot of them usually do go together. It's this like giant mocha, chino. Yeah, like so many fucking ochas and chinos. And then at some point, you're left with like a shit ton of lactose, a lot of added sugar, just this garbage milk anyway, fat-free milk, which is even... more of a joke.
Yeah, and completely then, processed.
Yeah, and then chocolate maybe and like this chocolate swirl sauce and it's endless. It's endless. And then all the caffeine on top of that. So it's just a metabolic disaster. You're like, yo, hey, how do I start my morning? With a nuclear bomb.
And then you have to deal with like their fucking sizes. What are their sizes? Like you can't just say small.
Dude, a tall is the small.
Yes, and then a grande.
Or is a grande the small? A venti, the one that, like, who the fuck are you? I mean, it's 20 ounces.
I was just about to say that.
But, like, come on, don't call me tall and grande that are smaller than the venti. Like, you could have done, like, if it's 12 ounces, you could be, like, the dose, right? The dose. It'd be the 12 ounce.
Is that them an email. Write them an email. You know, let them know dose.
You're going to hear from me, Starbucks.
Bro, I wanted to bring something up.
I'm actually writing that down like an asshole. No, I'm not doing that. What? Well, speaking of convenience, though, because I want to talk about something. So microwaves. One thing that kind of bothers me a little bit. People think that microwaves are
dangerous.
Yeah. Right? They are not dangerous, right?
Like you can't stand in front of them, otherwise your head will blow up.
Okay, so a microwave, what it does is it sends microwaves, which is a certain frequency of energy, that takes water molecules. And since water molecules are something called polar, which means that they have a negative on the top and a positive on the bottom, and if they get stimulated by microwaves, they actually spin around because they're chasing the other one. So like a negative is chasing the positive, you know, like when you put two magnets together.
I was just about to say, when you put magnets and you make them spin.
Yeah, so it's basically, you're doing that, but on a giant scale. So now you're spinning these little water molecules in whatever food you're cooking. So like, have you ever cooked something in a microwave and put it on a plate, and the plate doesn't get hot? The plate's only hot where the food was because it's then absorbing the heat from the food. But the food contains water. Most of the food that we eat contains water. So whatever has water, whatever has more water, will then excite further because it's the only thing that's changing is the water molecule is spinning so fast that it's creating heat energy from the force that it's spinning. nothing else is happening. It's not mutating the food. It's not creating this like carcinogenic thing.
Well, the biggest thing is that the microwaves that are dangerous, it's not like they get implanted in the food.
That'd be crazy.
You eat the food and it's like glowing green, you know? Like
exactly. So anybody who's scared of microwaves.
But I think that's an old person thing.
What's that?
That microwaves are bad. Like, I think it's parents and old people.
But it's crazy.
When it came out, you know, everyone was like, oh, this is dangerous. I don't think now anyone has that issue.
No, but a lot of people are like, I don't have a microwave in my house. I'm like, well, I mean, you're missing out on the convenience there. If you're
you know
a big convenience person.
I guess,
a lot of people.
No,
I know a
that's
lot of
true.
People. Yeah. And so just if you ever were ever worrying about your microwave, don't worry about it. It's good. But you can overdo it. So it heats very unevenly. So that's why sometimes, like, if you were to... I know people who... heat up like pancake batter to make like protein pancakes, or like they'll put egg whites in there and they'll make like these like cakes
in I used to do that,
but that I don't like because it actually I feel like it gets way too hot and it distorts and messes with the protein that's in there. So it's not that the microwave is causing direct damage to the whey protein or the protein in the eggs, but it's exciting it's exciting the water in there so much that it's getting so hot that it's actually degrading the protein. And then you end up with this like almost plastic material.
No, maybe. I mean, I don't know the science behind whey protein in a microwave.
It's very delicate.
But I would make protein. What you're talking about is called a mug cake. And
yes,
you take a big mug, right?
Yes.
This is how I would do it. I know there's multiple ways, but I'd mash up a banana, really ripe banana, mash it up, one egg yolk, scoop of protein powder, and peanut butter. Or usually back then when I was like really serious about macros, you can't eat peanut butter. You know, that was way too much fat. Nah. I would do PB2.
God forbid.
I know. So PB2. And then you literally swirl it up, throw it in the microwave, 2 minutes. I found actually 2 minutes and 10 seconds was the best. Because if you did 2 minutes, the center was still a little gooey. Mm-hmm. But 2 minutes and 10 seconds really solidified everything.
Okay.
And then you take it out.
Noted.
Let it... No, you don't let it rest. You flip it right into a plate. And then it's a nice little... round.
Wasn't like
mug
gelatin
cake.
Like jello?
No.
It's
the 10 seconds, okay. Bro.
So then you did it right.
10 seconds.
I've seen a lot of
but,
I've done it myself too.
But you might be right. I mean, I don't know what that heat does to protein powder. Yeah.
So really
know?
The moral of what I'm saying is it's not unhealthy to microwave. It's unhealthy if you completely overdo it in the microwave and then it degrades the food that you have because it got so hot and overstimulated. And it doesn't cook evenly. So if you have something that's like dense and thick, it's not going to cook it well because it's going to cook the outside and then cook inward.
Yeah.
And then by the it gets to the inside, it's like you're already beating the shit out of the outside. So microwaves
maybe,
are fine, guys.
Maybe. And don't put your small animals in it.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Just get your gerbils out of there. And
gerbils, hamsters,
lizards,
birds, cats.
It's
all not
that
right.
Shit.
I've seen that. But I wanted to say something and talk about something.
Please, this is a podcast.
Yesterday, totally just yesterday, how do I get to my saved photos on Instagram? Hold on, we're going
to
do this.
You go to that little
this
time
on here,
thing.
Saved. Okay, so yesterday, Caitlin pulled up this photo from this Instagram account called The Fitness Chef, and it's a verified account. He's got 307K followers.
That's 1,000 for you guys who don't know Instagram.
307,000 followers on Instagram. He's got the verified check. And the name, once again, is The Fitness Chef. I guess it popped up on our Explore feed. And she shows me this picture, right? And she, like, reads it, shakes her head, and she's oh, you have to fucking read this. This guy's so stupid. So this is the picture, right? On the left side, hold on, I want to explain it. On the left side, the big title, there's two pictures. It's split, right? One picture says clean eating, and the other says dirty eating. On the clean side, it has a wellness blogger's breakfast, and it's a picture of like eggs and banana with chia seeds and almonds, some other seeds, and then a green juice, right? So that's the clean eating blogger Instagram breakfast that they promote. Mm-hmm. Then he's got the calories under it. Then on the dirty side is a McDonald's like egg McMuffin and a hash brown, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then under that, oh, and then dirty says forbidden breakfast, like you're not supposed to eat this, right? Then the clean eating says 929 calories. And the dirty eating only is 480, okay? So then he writes this huge essay. And I went through his profile. He does this for every single photo he puts up. Mm-hmm. And basically what he was saying is that a calorie is a calorie, and it doesn't matter what the fuck you eat. It makes no difference in anything. Sometimes clean eating is more calories than dirty eating. So I'm just like...
What?
Yeah. I'm
So what
do you want to read it? Go ahead, read it. Read it to the podcast. All
right, yeah, I'm going to read it to you guys because I'm so confused here. So dirty is this McDonald's McGriddle thing, and then clean is what Justin said. It's chia seeds, a banana, and some fucking
yogurt and nuts green and drink. Green juice.
The differentiation between good and bad is one of the vaguest questions known to man. Both eventualities are ultimately quantified by a long list of personal traits and variables. When it comes to nutrition, the meaningless concept of good and bad continues, except here it can go under the extraordinary alias of clean and dirty. In this example, we have two breakfasts. One is cloned to clean eating Instagram royalty, whilst the other is rendered as an episode of the insurmountable shame. Fuck this guy.
So I just want to say right off the bat, he uses massive words, very complex words, just to sound smart, but he's really not saying anything intelligent.
Yeah.
He's just saying people use clean eating, people use bad eating as terms.
So the former Mirror's wellness blogger's sensationalized documentation of a nutrient-dense meal, the latter fails to be recognized as a legitimate meal at all. Naturally, given that some wellness bloggers have outstanding physiques, followers will attempt to replicate all facets of their idol's life, including what they eat or what they tell you to eat anyway. That's true. But then, when little progress is made and the follower can constantly looks at the said blocker's candid photos with 15% body fat, they become demotivated. Followers cannot fathom why, despite following all advice, they do not look like their idol. It's probably because the wellness blogger, in quote, in parentheses, despite practicing it themselves, has not educated their followers on basic energy balance, instead focusing entirely on the benefits of elevated nutrition consumption. Okay, I see where he's going here. I don't like where he's going. Whilst the granola bowl and the McDonald's breakfast are nutritionally different, neither are good or bad. Instead, their isolated effect on one's health is decided by their affinity with other variables. Despite the wishy-washy annotations about nourishing body and soul, one would be better served to look objectively. Then, this nutrient-dense, apparently life-saving, granola bowl and green juice amounts to 929 calories. Energy balance is the only nutritional strand which directly defines body composition. Therefore, notwithstanding the importance of overall nutrition vigilance, make sure you at least include it in your thoughts. So, if he didn't use McDonald's as the dirty, I would understand where he was going.
So you get what he was saying, basically. So, that, so and now let me show you my response.
And you responded. Did he respond?
Yeah, he responded back to me. And it's just, so if you go through the comments, everyone's just like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, no. A calorie is not a calorie. Like, it's important to eat micronutrients and pay, you know. So this is what I said back to him. I go, couldn't disagree more. Yes, calories are calories, but there's a massive difference in the ingredients, I put all in caps. Things like hydrogenated oils, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, fillers, hormones, etc. All those things found in processed foods. And then I wanted to be nice, so I was like, just because, you know, I don't want to fight. Because I could tell he's just someone who wants to stir shit up. So I go, I've never seen his account before, but I go, love your account and appreciate the good you do, but maybe read into some articles and new studies. And then I go, you might find some interesting things. A book, Genius Foods, by Max Lugavere is a great start. And he goes, absolutely will not be reading that. And I just answer, bizarre thought process, but already, brother. And then I go through the comments and a lot of people tag Max Lugavere and they're like, can you tell this guy what's up? Can you tell this guy what's up? So obviously he hates Max.
Can I see his profile really quick?
Yeah.
So I don't all want to bore everybody with this, but
so I went through it, but all he does is he tries to do like controversial things, you know, even if he knows he's wrong, as long as it stirs up comments just so he can get followers.
Yeah.
You know, the more comments you get, the more views your photo gets, the more popular you get. I mean, he has 307,000 followers and is verified.
Yeah, no, he's all right. So he has a free tracker, which is an app. Okay, so his free tracker app is going to help people who want to believe his bullshit so that they could subscribe to his app. So he's creating this objective outlook like, hey, guys, everything is okay. So just track your calories. Oh, by the way, I have this really convenient tracking device. If you'd like to use it, it's only $3.99. Fuck this guy. So basically what's happening with him is he's using very loose, indirect language. And he's very trying to connotate the discussion to be like, ah, anybody could eat whatever. It's okay. Just make sure that you're within the confines of your macronutrients. It's
It's true. Do you remember the study they did?
He's true to a certain extent.
No, but do you remember the study with the guy only eating McDonald's, losing weight? Did you ever hear about that?
No. But so I've heard of the guy who fit to fat to fit.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. But listen, they wanted to do this test to see if a calorie is a calorie. Mm-hmm. So in order to lose weight, of course, if in order to lose weight, this guy had to eat 2,200 calories, right? Mm-hmm. His metabolic rate was 27, 28. If you eat 20...
At rest,
yeah. At 22, okay. You know, you'll lose weight. But the thing was, for months, he was only allowed to eat McDonald's. And he ate McDonald's at a deficit, and he lost weight. Right? So, ta-da, a calorie is a calorie. But what were the side effects of only eating McDonald's for a couple months?
A lot.
I mean, everything. Everything started failing. Everything started going bad. His skin was getting fucking greasy. His shit was just not working. His digestive, you know, tract was not working. Yeah, everything. So
that's basically what he is there's a medical term, normal weight, metabolically obese.
Yes.
So you may look from the outside as great. It's like having a brand new car that the engine is not rusty. Attached to the transmission. And you're like, it's brand new. It's brand new, but the engine is not attached to the transmission. So you cannot drive this car. Like, there's a problem on the inside that we cannot see. And a big problem with this is the micro and macronutrient skew, whether it be, you know, you're eating healthy, whole food, organic stuff versus the same amount of calories and the same amount of macronutrients, so the same amount of protein, carbs, and fats, but they're coming from these shit sources. Your body is not going to respond the same way. We have a nutrient necessity. We have some sort of daily required nutrient quantities that we should fulfill, and you're not going to get that with those shitty, poorly processed foods. It's just not going to happen. So this guy is just... He's playing off of the looks of people on Instagram. He's playing off of the looks, but then using it in his arguments against what people preaching healthy food would say. That guy's a dick.
And it's weird. Fuck his profile. He doesn't. You don't know what he looks like.
Well, I mean, he has that one picture on his profile, which is
his profile some guy picture. Shredded. But that's this big. You can't. Blow up.
But yeah, you could be shredded and be completely metabolically obese. So this guy, I mean, he's playing on the ignorance of the follower. So he has 301,000 retards following him. Sorry, I don't like to use that word, but nutritionally retarded, let's say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you believe what he's saying, that just means that you're there to be comfortable, and that's
up. That's true.
You know, you're just like, oh, well, there's someone on my team. Well, guess what? Your progress is going to be hindered, so
yeah, like, I'm I don't have to cook and all this. I don't have to eat right.
Totally fine. If you want to listen to that, you can. You could live in a life of comfort and no adversity, and then you'll be, you know, in the same spot.
And even the way he answered me just shows that he's not willing to...
He's on a mission.
He's looking this way, and even if he's wrong, he's not willing to change. He's just like,
it bothers me that he's verified.
Yeah,
he's verified. Like, for what? What do you verify? Maybe he's an author or something, or he owns the app, or paid somebody $10,000, like you're saying. But let's shift gears, because that guy kind of pissed me off.
Why are you getting mad?
No, so, but also on the same note, a lot of people talk about getting protein, or a lot of companies... do kind of the same thing that he's doing, right? So they're not wrong with what they're saying, but they are preaching something that is not true fully. So what I mean, they say that nuts, right? So nuts are a great source of protein. Mm-hmm. Are nuts a great source of protein?
If you want to have 10 grams of protein.
If you want 10 grams of protein at the cost of 25 grams of fat. It's a great source of protein, right? So say I have a total daily recommended intake of, let's say, 150. Let's keep it simple for even the females that are on here, right? 150 grams of protein. And I want to get that through plant foods.
Good luck.
Right? I want to get that through my vegan diet. How can that be possible to get all of the protein that you need through nuts, seeds, legumes, what else they got here?
There's like people saying broccoli has more protein than steak.
Yeah, or yeah. Yeah, okay.
Broccoli, have you heard that before?
No.
You never heard that?
That's not, no.
Well, dude. Everyone, vegans, they'll tell you broccoli has more protein than steak. So the thing is, how does
pound
it go?
For pound?
Pound for pound, it has more protein, But
I don't think so.
No, but listen, in order to eat 30 grams of protein of steak, it's not that big.
I don't think you're talking about protein, dude. I think you have B12.
No.
I think you're talking about
B12. I'm going to pull it up because I know I'm right.
Okay. All right. I hope you are.
But continue.
So they'll talk about like vitamin B12. They'll say, well, broccoli or spinach or greens have all this vitamin B12 available. And then steak also has B12, but there's a lot less in steak pound for pound than there is in these leafy cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, spinach, kale. The problem is that they're not bioavailable. They are locked inside of this really deep fibry matrix in the plant. So that's not a good source because you're not actually getting it. Although it is in there, you can't get it. They're in jail. They're locked. You can't get them. So with meat, when cooked correctly, since we've evolved to eat meat, we've evolved bigger brains from cooking our food and extracting as much B12 as we could possibly get. That will have way more benefit, way more net benefit for you than having just greens as a way to get all those vitamins and minerals. What'd you find?
True. So here's, I was wrong, but I'm right that vegans use this. They just say, headline, broccoli has more protein than steak. Stop eating meat. So it's per calories. So beef has 6.4 grams of protein per 100 calories, right? Broccoli has 11.1 grams of protein per 100 calories. Now, the thing that they just leave out is 30 grams of protein in beef is about this big.
Fist.
Yeah, sure. 30 grams of protein in broccoli is a nice bowl about this size.
That shit is a fucking... That's a catering tin foil. That's a catering tin.
So, yes. So this is... Because I've seen it a lot. And look, I'm looking at this picture. It's veganstreet.com. Mm-hmm. So do you really need to eat meat to get protein? And then it shows a picture of broccoli, 11.1 grams of protein, and steak only has 6.4.
Yeah, with no full amino acid profile, you're not going to get anything out of there. You're not going to get any of the amino acids or your branched chain amino acids out of there either. So good luck with that. No cholesterol to repair cells, so you're going to have to rely on your body's production of cholesterol. It's a mess. It's all ideology. And you know how many animals are killed in vegan farming? You know how many little ground nesting birds, rats, rodents?
Yeah, but no one cares about those,
no,
bro. That's
because,
the thing.
Yeah, because they can't be a pet. Right, so we don't have them as pets.
They're not cute.
Yeah,
actually, rabbits get killed all the time in farming.
100%. They're the number one because they're getting turned up. I don't even think they
get
know.
Turned up. Dude, it's gotta be.
They get turned up. Giant ass predator looking tractors just coming in with those rollers. But anyway, that so to get adequate protein in your diet, right? So let's go back to our example. You have a 150-pound person, and you're trying to eat almonds, right? It would take 19 grams of fat per every 6 grams of protein. So let's say for every 20 grams of fat, you get 5 grams of protein when it comes to nuts. Now, in order to get to 150, you would have to eat 30 servings of nuts.
Ugh,
so 30
so
times 20.
I get so tired.
600 grams of fat in order to get that much protein. How many trucks of broccoli do you have to eat to get all that protein? It's unreal. And then you wonder why they're so ideological and they're so lost mentally is because they don't have enough B12 to help their brain
but
grow.
To play devil's advocate, say that almonds are a good source of protein, what I'll back them on is that, yes, it is a healthy source of protein.
Yes.
It's not a large amount of protein, but instead of, if you were to pick almonds for protein or the protein that's found in processed protein bars, you know, the almonds are a healthier source of protein.
Correct.
Better for you. Mm-hmm. Better to optimize your body. But yes, just like you said, you literally have to eat a giant catering bowl of almonds.
Exactly. And
just
that's
to
why
get 20 grams.
So the people with vegan diets like, oh, well, no, you could just buy vegan protein. Where is vegan protein found in the natural animal and plant kingdom? It's not. So it was not designed for our bodies. So we should not be doing that.
What is vegan protein?
Like Vega, V-E-G-E.
No, not the brand. Protein. Just what is it? Like what's in it?
It would be
because I know protein powder.
It'll be peas, brown rice, and like legume protein isolate.
So a scoop is like what, 10 grams of protein?
It would be like 15 grams of protein, and it tastes like ass.
I've had it.
It's just, it's gross.
My mom bought it once.
It's absolutely, my mom has it upstairs as well. It's disgusting.
She probably doesn't drink it, right?
She doesn't drink it, no. Yeah. She's like, all right, eggs, I get it. Like, let's do that. You know, it's just such a stupid, mindless way to get your protein in and not face the truth. You know, like, look, whatever you believe in your faith, and you don't believe that we evolved from monkeys, whatever. You want to play the ignorance, go for it. But then where does your morality come from, right? So, like, why are you vegan now out of nowhere? Is it trendy? Does it give you a place to feel comfortable? Do you have a community of people that
it's 100% just trendy, and you know what, Logan Paul went vegan and he would talk about it all in every single video just because, you know, he's LA,
yeah,
and everyone's watching him. So because he went vegan, all his literally 20 million followers were just like, oh, you know what, he's a good guy, he went vegan, he's a good guy. That's what it is now. It's like a show.
Yeah,
like, I'm vegan, here's my badge, here's my sticker.
Here's my
put it on my fucking forehead.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling.
But see, if you're vegan because you don't like factory farming, great.
I'm with it.
I can stand behind that.
I hate
factory. I actually hate factory farming. It is stupid. Grass-fed
or nothing.
There's right ways to do it that we've been doing for centuries, hundreds of centuries. And then also there's just hunting. When my dad hunts, dude, you get one deer and you have meat for like 6 months.
Oh, it's unreal.
You have meat for so long. It's real. It's pure.
One thing I do have to say, though, devil's advocate for the entire argument of just having plant protein available in stores. Think about the amount of people on the planet and how many people have to get fed and how we would be able to produce that much meat anyway. It's very hard. You're not going to just get it from free-range buffalo and then, like, shoot them with a bow.
Of course. Or something. I mean, 300 million, right, in the United States?
In the United States alone. You cannot feed that many people with animal protein. I get it. It's not sustainable. But either is having this many people living in an industrialized world. We're going to run into many problems. What I'm a big advocate for, and I hope we do it, is bug protein. I hope we have insect protein, like cricket protein.
How dense is that?
It's way more dense than meat.
Really?
Pound for pound, the most dense protein that can be found on the planet.
I see.
It How is. It makes protein? No sense why we don't do that, but it's just, it's gross. It's got a weird stigma to it. It's a delicacy in many countries.
Yeah, but you could flavor it up.
You could spice it up. I'm not against it at all. Dude, I would just saute 100 crickets in olive oil and call it a day, man. I'd be so happy.
But if you condense it into a powder, like cricket powder.
Exactly.
But then flavor it. And then you make a smoothie out of it. I'd totally be down. Dude, you know, I ate a cricket.
Garnish my pasta with crickets.
You ever get a lollipop with a cricket in it?
Yeah, dude. I had one with a scorpion. You have you? I had a scorpion in it.
I had a cricket and then a worm. And I bought it at the.
I don't know about the worm.
Not a worm. It's like a centipede. Yeah, or whatever.
Dude, you just transitioned into my thing.
Oh wait, I was gonna read. Okay, I was gonna read.
I'm talking about centipedes after this, but all right.
Crickets provide a complete food protein because they naturally contain the right balance of essential and non-essential amino acids. 30 grams of roasted aketa, which I'm assuming is a cricket species.
Yeah.
30 grams of roasted aketa gives you 20 grams of protein compared to beef, which only gives you 8. So 30 grams of beef gives you 8 grams of protein.
Yeah, which means that 60%.
And 30 grams. Yeah, that's 60%
of the animal is 60%. 60% of the animal is protein.
I was listening to a podcast. I can't remember who it was, but they would eat cricket protein.
Dude, fucking.
Was it Ben Greenfield?
Probably. The most jacked primates on the planet, besides gorillas.
I have to buy cricket protein right now.
Right? Let's do it. We're doing it live on the show, guys.
I just want to see what's out there.
Jesus. Chimpanzees. They take sticks and they'll put them in ant holes.
Yep.
And then just suck it like a lollipop and just keep. They're the most anabolic animals I can find that are primates.
I should have known Amazon would have it.
Of course it would. Hell yeah. And it probably tastes good too because, yeah, like, what the hell cheap. What the hell is a cricket? Like, what does it really taste like?
Okay. I'm going to buy this later. 100%.
Yeah, dude. So we're going to try that, and let's get sponsored by one of the cricket protein people.
I'll reach out. I'll have to find a company.
But speaking of bugs, along the lines, this is a personal story I want to tell. Okay. Or personal
thing. You had a centipede crawl up somewhere?
It's kind of gross. But it was a dream, right? So this is a dream I had one night. And this is what happens when you stop smoking weed one night.
Yes, I've heard.
You get really vivid dreams. So this was 2 nights ago. So 2 nights ago, it was after the podcast that night. I was like, nah, you know what? Let's not. Yeah. This was a while ago. Thursday. Where I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to not. No, I don't think it was that. It was maybe the day after. One day where Jen wasn't here. I forgot what night that was. And so I sleeping. I wake up and I remember my dream, right? And basically what happened was I had this giant red centipede. Giant. Probably the size of my entire arm. Huge, just the most disgusting, foul thing you could possibly imagine. And for some reason, I was comfortable holding it.
Like a cat.
And I was in my old house. Yeah, I was in my old house. It was exactly like a cat. Like, I'm just holding it, and it's walking. It's trying to walk, and I'm trying to catch it. I'm using both my hands as it keeps walking, and I'm just holding this giant fire engine red centipede. Scary as fuck. Big pinchers in the front.
But were you scared, or you were just chilling?
I was, like, kind of freaked out, but I was holding it. Okay. I was like, just don't bite me. Just don't bite me. Just don't bite me. Just don't bite me. And I'm trying to handle it. And I'm in my old house, my sister's current house, and I knew that there was another animal that I was supposed to get and bring into my room. And for some reason, I had this like cage that I was setting up. Dude, I was setting up a cage, and I was with a bunch of friends of mine. I don't even remember who exactly, but I remember these people were close to me, and they're trying to help me set up this cage in my room, or this environment in my room that I'm going to set these things free, right? And I'm sitting in my room, and I go, shit, I don't have the other animal. I got to go get the other animal. And I forgot what animal it was, but it was just another terrifying thing. And I go, fuck it. Let me just put the centipede down. Just stay here in the room. I know it's not set up. I don't have it caged in, but like, just stay here. Okay. I trust that the centipede will stay here. I put it down. And then I walk out and I couldn't find the other thing that I put my attention towards, the other animal. And I go, fuck, let me just go back into my room and take care of that centipede because that thing's scary as shit. Let me go get that. And it's gone. It's not in my fucking room anymore. So now I'm calling all my friends. Everyone's trying to help me take care of this centipede and find it. And we're like, where the hell is it? Where's this? That's scary as hell. We cannot let this thing go free in my house. And I'm freaking out, bugging out. And at some point, I'm like, dude, oh, he lost the fucking centipede, dude. I can't be here. I can't stay here. And I was going to abort. I was going to run out and just not live in my house anymore. I was like, I can't. You know, I'm holding it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I wake up from that dream. And I go, what the fuck did that mean? Right? And
did
I
Google
started
it?
Thinking,
did you Google
no, I didn't. I just, like, I tapped into, like, what I could try to figure out, and, like, it really related to my life. And I want to share this, because this was the most profound dream I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm gonna sit back for this.
Dude, the red centipede is something that I fear, something I look at, and I'm disgusted by and very intimidated by. Huge centipede. So I'm just like, this is bigger than anything I've ever seen, more than I've ever imagined. And it was in my old house. So what I'm thinking is, right now we're taking on a lot of things, you and I. And like, there's a lot in my future that I'm, a lot of things that I want to get done. And I noticed that I feel like I'm running on a treadmill right now. I'm excited, but there's nothing hitting the road. And I keep jumping from idea to idea, just thinking like, all right, this is what I want to do. No, that's what I want to do. I want to focus my energy on this. But it's around the same three or four concepts, right? And I'm looking, I'm thinking around, and I'm like, well, what the hell is that centipede? The centipede is probably the thing that I want to do the most, right? That's like the thing that intimidates me. But I know that I have this setup, which would be that sanctuary thing in my room. I have it set up, and I know that it's going to be fine. We're in the middle of constructing it, but I don't know where to put it right now. I don't know where to put it down. And I just put it down, and then I went to go put my attention somewhere else, and I completely neglected that red centipede.
Dude.
And I went to something else, and I was like, but I can't find what that other thing is. I don't even know what the fuck it is, what animal it is. I have no idea what I'm even looking for. And then I go back to the thing that I remembered was pretty solid plan, and I already had it, like, tangible.
Gone.
And I go in there, and it's gone. And then all the people closest to me are helping me out as much as they possibly can. They're with me 100%. They're invested. They're risking their life. They're risking whatever it is, assets, whatever you want to call it, their time, to try to help me find this red centipede. And I'm like, we can't find it. And then I ended up losing it and dropping it. And then everything, I said, you know what, fuck all of this. And I said, like, I can't live in this house anymore. So I was giving up in my dream.
That is so deep. Are you sure you weren't high as fuck?
I wasn't, but this is what happens when you don't get high.
Oh my God.
But dude, I was thinking about it. I was like, this
is real. I'm surprised you connected all that. That's very real.
Because I wanted to be honest with myself. I really did. Yeah. I was like, what does this mean? Because I don't dream, dude. I don't dream. I smoke a lot of weed. I don't dream. You know, like, I go to bed, I wake up, I'm like, I remember something. But, like, when I didn't, it was there. It was there, vivid, very, very vivid dream. And I was like, I told my mom about it. I was like, yo, you want to talk real quick? Like, I need to, like, see what, if this makes sense. Like,
did you see a red centipede in your mom?
Right, I let it loose and it's gone. But, dude, I was like, that's definitely exactly what it is. Because I woke up and I was like, I know exactly what I got to do. So I think my biggest thing is I have to wake up earlier.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Everything that I don't do throughout the day. So the things that I say I want to do at night, like do my research for the podcast and just start re-upping on my knowledge and understanding.
That's what Casey Neistat does. Do you know, you don't know who that is, right?
No, I know the name, though. You say it a lot.
He's a very, very famous YouTuber.
And, okay, yeah.
I think he sold an app to CNN for $25 million.
Jesus.
He's a very good businessman, but I watched a video of like his routine. He wakes up really early, and the first thing he does is all his research and anything that's going on in the day, and he'll do that for like an hour in the morning, and then he'll start his day.
Yeah, because I want to fill my brain and fill my consciousness with things that I care about first thing in the morning. And then after that, I do my responsibilities, and then after that, if I don't have anything else left over from the morning, I crush the gym, and then it's off to recovery. Parasympathetic. Mm-hmm. Let's go rest, digest, chill. And then I could start the cycle all over again. And I think that's something I have to do. My big thing is just trying to find the system that works. Because when I have a system, I work very, very well. When I don't, I'm very lost. And I have all this energy, but I don't know where to go with it. So I really think that dream had a lot to do with that. And I needed that. I really needed that because it gave me a visual. And now I have a name to the thing that I want to do. It's the Red Centipede. So when you said centipede before, I was like,
damn. The Red Centipede.
Yeah, the Red Centipede. Dude, this thing was huge. 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 But yeah, dude, that's my
that's really
little wake up call. So also I want to bring something else up unless you had something you wanted to talk about.
That was good. Chilling.
So people like to drink alcohol, right? Everybody likes a little glass of wine, a beer, something like that. But like I just said, wine. That is the one alcoholic beverage that I think actually contributes to someone's health. In some way. So people ask,
oh, you hear all the time that a glass of wine is really good and has good antioxidants for you, yeah. Right?
So a lot of people want to say, and I was one of these people in the past, I go, this is just an excuse for you to drink. Shut the fuck up. You just eat grapes, or you could have blueberries, and you could get your resveratrol and all your antioxidants and all the things that you want to say, all these big words. No, you can get those in fruits too. So just, your wine is unnecessary. It's alcohol. But,
but fermentation.
But on top of that, just the psychological effect of just knowing that you're going to unwind after you drink this wine. Like, you don't get fucked up off wine and go clubbing. Too. Like, you don't overdo wine. You can. I know plenty of people here are like, oh, yeah, you can. I bet you can. But, like, if you have a nice glass of red wine, one or two glasses, and you get, like, a little head buzz, but you're, like, warm in the face and you're comfortable. Maybe you're with somebody and you're really getting intimate. You feel good. What's wrong with that? I think that contributes more to proper mental health than avoiding it and then overcompensating in other places and not getting that decompression.
You do it with genital? Because I know
tonight we are.
Okay, because yeah. I know Caitlin and I, if we get together for the night, it's like a bottle of wine.
Yeah, and it'll be dry farm wine and just something healthy. Yep, like exactly. We don't get a hangover from it. It's something. It's chill. So I get a lot of people asking, like, Frank, do you drink alcohol? And if you do, how do you feel about red wine? And I just wanted to address that. Like, I've changed recently. Honestly, even when we started this podcast, I was still like, I don't like that I'm doing this.
Yeah, Matt and I would drink, and you would just, like, watch.
Yeah, but no, I had wine with you, dude.
Did you? Maybe a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. But, like, it was just, I don't know, I looked at it like, why do I need that? Don't be weak. It's like, dude, stop. Like, just shut the fuck up. Like, just stop. You're not tough for doing that. There's a lot of other things that I put on the back burner that I'm not approaching 100% either. And maybe I overcompensate in other ways as well, and that's what I was doing, you know? So looking at it for what it is, it's not that bad to have two glasses of wine,
no.
Red wine.
But an important thing is now, what is your wine made out of? Where is it from? Is it real? Is it processed? Is it that 7-Eleven wine where the bottle is $6.99, you know, like $6.99?
And it's pink.
And it takes like three bottles for you to feel a buzz.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know, but my family and I make wine. Mm-hmm. Every year. You know that, right?
Yeah.
I have a wine cellar. Well, my dad has a wine cellar. We've got 500 gallons of wine. Every year we make a batch of red, a batch of white, and family comes and helps, and we, you know, distribute it to the family, and basically we have wine every year. Because my father's side of the family is from Italy, literally from Italy. I think my dad moved here when he was 21. And we actually have one of the presses, like hand presses, from my great-great-grandfather. And we shipped it over from Italy.
I think I saw that in your shed, right?
And it's in the wine cellar.
The wine cellar. Well, shed wine cellar thing, outdoors.
The sheds.
We went to your
ground outside. Level.
Yeah, and then we went down.
Yeah. You went down there? Oh, yeah. I showed you all the meat,
when
right?
When you went for venison. Deer. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. So there's this really old press we have from my great-great-grandfather. We shipped it over from Italy. But so all my family in Italy, just like you said before, they drank one or two glasses of wine every night for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. But it's wine that they made, real grapes. Nothing's added in it. It was just like the yeast, the fermentation process, then that's it. They made it themselves. Everything's beautiful.
No sulfites. What people say, like, oh, there's sulfites in there. There's no sulfites.
Perfect, beautiful wine, right? My great-grandmother, I know I've talked about it on here, right? Mm-hmm. She died at 109 two years ago, 3 years ago, something like that. She was drinking a glass of wine. She lives in Italy, but it's the same, you know, same family. We make the same kind of wine. Like, you know, we learned from them, and she drank a glass of wine every night with dinner till she died. 109. And she was still just drinking wine.
That's, and then that goes to show, even people, and as much as I'm not for it, but there are people who smoke cigarettes and live till 90, 95.
Yeah, a little different.
It's definitely different, but what I'm saying is, like, lifestyle and the way that you approach things, the way that you feel, day-to-day stress, like, all those things are really big. Stress is the number one killer, but we don't notice it because we think stress is, oh, I'm freaking out, I fucking hate this, I'm anxious. Like, no. It's the smaller, more...
Chronic stress.
Chronic, yes. Like, the drip. Like, if you have a faucet and you full open both of the hot and colds and go shoots out, but then you shut it. That's not unhealthy to have stress like that, where you're just all out and then off. That's like exercise. When we exercise, it's like you took 100%. A faucet and all that cortisol and stress hormone comes out, and you let it do its thing. You get all the pipes clean, you run it through, and then you shut it. And then now it's off. Nothing. But there are people who have that little lingering debt. They have a relationship that they don't like to be in, so they're constantly avoiding it.
A job they don't like.
And it's just as if you went to go shut the faucet, but the hot was on maybe like 3-4 degrees turned on, and it just drip, 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 drip. You go to sleep with it. You wake up. You go to work. There are times when the faucet goes on even higher, and then it goes back to the drip, 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 maybe a little couple of droplets. Like, that is the shit you got to be scared of. When you have that lingering stress, you have things in your life that are not aligned with what you believe and how you want to live your life, that is more of a killer than having a glass of wine, even a beer. Like, if you want to have a beer a night, I don't think that's that big of a deal. If you feel a beer, two beers max, you know, like two drinks, let's not even call it for what it is.
I feel like a beer a night every night is a little much.
I don't
much.
Think it'd be that bad.
No? Dude.
Yeah, because it's so little in alcohol. Think about it, like 5% alcohol. So what are you doing in your liver? You're not 3%. Doing anything. You're just putting carbohydrates in your body with no antioxidant. I mean,
Because that's the thing with the wine. The wine has the antioxidants.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little benefit to the wine, but they're all kind of net negative, like biologically, physiologically, they have a net negative. But if you feel good going into them and it's a cultural thing, I bet that negative completely turns positive if you respect it.
But then it's different too, because like if you just get a Coors Light and drink a Coors Light every night.
If you're watching Judge Judy.
Or a Corona. Real beer.
Yeah, I mean, real beer, fake beer, that's all man-made. Wine is something that could happen, like, if you just left the
grapes and fermented.
Grapes there, it's like, okay, that's shitty wine, but at least that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was wine. So, there's arguments to be made.
Like, I know exactly
what you mean. No, I know what you mean. But, like, health-wise, like, do you really think it'd be like, oh, that took years off of my life or days? I don't know.
One every day?
Put it this way. If you viewed, I don't know. I don't know. So, I'm just kind of talking it out here. But, like, if you had two Corona extras a night, and you were just so happy to do it. Like, you were just excited to do it. I can't wait for my two Coronas. And you stayed at two. And it did it for you. And you were excited and you slept like a baby. You woke up like,
I feel
okay.
Like I can't accept that.
I can't align with it. I wouldn't do it. But if somebody was happy and that was like their way out.
Yeah, no, like, I couldn't even. I would tell you then that you need to change something in your life if that's your way out, you know?
Mate.
I can't align with it. Hard, you could maybe accept it. Yeah. I don't know. I can't say it.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
I accept it on a... I mean, look, let's be real. Like, how perfect do you want to live your life?
No, perfect. Of course. But I would say maybe to have your two Coronas on the weekend. Not every single night, continuously compacting over and over and over again.
So what you're saying is if you were to swap that out for two glasses of Merlot, red wine...
I would feel a little better.
You'd be I personally would feel a little better, but I would still look at it the same psychologically. It's the same psychological thing because you're neglecting your health.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the health
aspect.
It's a little better with the wine.
Oh, you can agree or disagree. Yeah, yeah, definitely going to leave it at that because it's null. We don't even know it either.
Perfect.
That's all I had for this. I did have another thing, but I think that's a really long discussion and it's not worth
I think we're good. I'm all finished, man. So, we're at an hour.
Yeah, no, that honestly, I feel like we crushed it. That's good. I think
we're good job, Frank. You crushed
it. Yeah, bro. But yeah, so I think this is a nice way to say goodbye. But also, I want to just throw one little thing in there real quick. We got sponsor number 2.
Oh, man. How are we not going to talk about that? Did you forget?
I didn't forget. I was just excited to talk about the things I had written down. But if you made it this far, that means you are a loyal listener to the Young Minds podcast. And this is, I mean, if you know me at all, this is
huge. I was going to say, you know who got this sponsor for us.
This is huge, man. I at least for my whole life, my whole health focused life, which is like 2.5-3 years ago, I stumbled upon on it, and I've been using their products ever since, and just following their leaders online, like all the people in their the health science field and the exercise physiology field, and they're just amazing people, amazing group, and I think everything that they do is fantastic. What we solidified the other day was a sponsorship with them, and we now offer you 10% off of any and all supplements, workout gear, clothing, or certifications.
Certifications is huge.
Certifications is absolutely
huge. You have two or three certifications.
I have three certifications, and they cost about $1,000 each.
But they're serious certifications. Yeah. I remember when you came back, because the Onnit gym or headquarters is in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah.
So I remember when you came back, you were just, you thought you knew so much, and you came back and said, fuck, I really just learned so much more with this certification.
You learn a different type of knowledge. It's more of an application knowledge, like a knowledge of how to apply what you've learned. So like you could get textbook knowledge from, you know, literally a textbook or from Google, a classroom sitting down, but what they did on it was put everything in layman's terms and used it in the right amount per day, so they didn't hit you with information overload. They taught you something. Well, no, you did something physically, and then they said, okay, now we're going to teach you the right way to do it, and then you go back and you do the same thing again, and then they teach you the right way to do it in a different variation, and then you do it again, and then they just keep refining and greasing.
And all their certs are nationally accredited, right?
So you
can use them if you're a trainer to apply places, or if you want to be a trainer and learn a little more, get the edge over everyone else who's applying to this big gym.
So you can get like a bullshit cert, like a NASM or an ISSA. And by bullshit, I mean that's just like your basic.
You can order it online. NASM's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
ISSA is
kind of... ISSA is absolute bullshit.
Yeah. Okay.
I have ISSA.
NASM, because I have NASM.
I have ISSA, and it's bullshit.
Bet you do.
Yeah. And it's absolute trash. But on top of that, because you just need that as a ticket into the door to a gym. But then an Onnit circuit actually gets you a level 2, 3, 4 trainer, however you're structured in your gym. So like level 1 would be you have one cert, and then if you want another certification, I would definitely do Onnit. Again, we have 10% discount, and that is code Young Minds. It is not case sensitive.
You know what I want you to talk about Onnit? The protein bites.
So, oh my god,
those are so I know. Good. That's I know. Why I want I you because I didn't. Soon. I never bought them. You bought them, but I've had some.
So the coconut almond.
Well, hold on. If you don't like cooking much and you want some kind of snacks, or you have a job where you can't bring food but you could bring snacks. I've always had trouble finding the right snacks to bring. One company that I like are the RX bars. RX bar, that company, they have a lot of flavors and their ingredients are really, really good. I actually spoke with them through DMs and discussed some of their ingredients and everything was up to par, right?
Yeah.
So now those Onnit protein bites, are they called protein bites?
Yeah, so the Onnit protein bites.
Those are another snack that are absolutely delicious. And
they contain 60 different plant nutrients.
Yes.
You are actually getting, not only are you getting per bite 7 grams of protein, but you're getting 60 plant nutrients. You're getting MCT oil, good fats, dark chocolate, not milk chocolate. And just the flavor profile is off the charts. And I need to try the peanut butter one, but I know anything peanut butter is going to be really good.
Of course.
But the coconut almond is just off the charts.
That's one you had, right?
Oh, dude, yeah. It's so good. I can't wait to re-up an order. Yeah.
It's really not expensive at all. Like, if you go to a store and buy a box of protein bars, this is the same thing.
For the amount of calories, if you were to eat whole, real food or organic food, the price per, let's say, calorie, price per 100 calories is exactly the same. So instead of having one extra prepped meal a day, you could literally just have two of these Onnit Bites, and it's about 320 calories for two of them, and they are delicious. They're addicting. So again, if you guys are interested, go on to onnit.com, and at checkout, put in the your coupon code, YoungMinds, no space, YoungMinds.
Just in case you don't know how to spell it.
And get 10% off, and you guys will be very happy that you did so. So with that, guys, we really appreciate you listening. And if you can, please scroll down to the bottom, hit that 5-star, leave us a comment, and we will shout you out on the next podcast. So without further ado, you guys can go on to the next episode, or if you have been keeping up with us, this is your final episode, and you'll have to wait until we do it again on Tuesday.
And also make sure to check us out on YouTube if you'd like to see a visual.
Yeah, you want to see?
Or if you guys listen and you don't know what we look like, because I remember when I start podcasts, sometimes you don't know what they look like.
Yeah,
right? And you start listening to episodes.
It is true.
Because our audience is growing pretty decently right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I remember when I started listening to Mind Pump for a couple months, I had no clue what they looked like, and then I started getting into them. I was like, okay, I could put a face to it. You know, yeah. When they talk, I can see it.
Of course. No, it definitely helps.
So we have a YouTube, just in case you don't know. Yeah, I'm staring at you right now.
So if you're watching YouTube, congratulations. You have evolved through the Young Minds season one, two, and three.
It's an easy evolutionary process.
All right, guys. We're just bullshitting now. So with that, we love you.
Bye.
Enjoy your night, guys.
I'm not fucking leaving!